Everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and holy crap, it's almost Thanksgiving, and once Thanksgiving hits, it's basically the end of 2018. It's been a crazy year, super tired, but one of the cool things that happened, you know what? I'm not even going to go there yet. Before we get into it, make sure you sign up for Ibotta. If you're about to go and get your Thanksgiving groceries, make sure Ibotta is downloaded onto your phone. It's a grocery savings app. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. I've met the CEO. It's a Colorado-based, actually a Denver-based app, and it's a great way to save money on groceries. I do find that the more you use it, the better the savings are, and the better they are based on your specific food taste. So the longer I've used it, I'm finding that the actual products that come onto my savings portal really match what I actually eat. Sign up at michelleismoneyhungry.com/Ibotta. You'll receive $10 towards your first payout once you redeem your first savings. I love those kinds of products. Again, Ibotta, save some money on your Thanksgiving meal. So this week, I wanted to talk about why now is the time to self-publish your first book. I have published several books this year, and it has been so much fun. I've had an incredible time doing it. But I also have some very specific ideas about why influencers in particular need to be thinking about this, especially going into 2019, going into a new year. Before we get into the show, though, I want to ask you a question. Why haven't you published your first book? And I kind of want to walk through what I think might be going on. So here's the thing. I've just asked, why haven't you published a book? And I'm posing this question whether you are working a 9-to-5, whether you're running a blog, podcast, or growing an online platform. If you've kind of talked with friends about trying to grow your brand, or you're just wanting to become an authority, like be positioned in that way, then I have to really ask, where's your book? Here's the thing. Writing a book will separate you from the masses. Not everyone has the balls to do it. And actually, not everyone is willing to put in the time either. Your book can be used to pitch podcast interviews, speaking gigs, and really grow media mentions as people become familiar with your work and your expertise. Or if it's a creative product or creative work that you've created, they'll become familiar with your new world that you've created for people to enjoy. By self-publishing a book, you could answer questions that people are always asking you about and provide wisdom or advice specific to the genre, niche, or area of expertise that you're in. Examples of areas of expertise include, but obviously are not limited to, personal finance, dating, travel, the city that you live in, food. I mean, it's endless. Nutrition. My point is, by having a book that you self-published, you can really assert your authority in that space. Or you decide to finally publish that amazing, innovative story that you've been sitting on for years and years and years. Maybe you just publish it under a pen name. So it's out there, but you're feeling a little shy. You can actually do that. Maybe you're afraid to publish because you're holding out for that traditionally published book, because there's something about that, the allure of having a well-known publishing house pick you to collaborate with, to share with the world who you are and what you do. I wouldn't be lying to say that I would love to have a traditionally published book, but it hasn't happened yet, and that's okay. Here's the thing. If you self-publish, you choose what you write about. It's not as if you publish your first book and then that's it. There's no other options and there's no way for you to traditionally publish. In fact, by writing on a topic related to the type of topic that you would like to cover in a traditionally published work, you could be positioning yourself in such a way that you gain the notice, gain attention of the people that you would like to work with. How are people supposed to know who you are and what you do if you aren't getting stuff out there? By self-publishing, you're communicating to traditional publishers that you can do the work, that you can actually sit down, think in a cohesive way, put together a professional product, understand how to work with an editor, maybe even have edited it yourself, understand what that process is like, and the list goes on. By creating your own works and just moving forward, that shows that you are willing to take action. Basically, self-publishing is not all or nothing. If you self-publish a book, it doesn't mean that traditional publishing won't happen. It's not a zero-sum game. You can have both. By self-publishing your first or second or third book, you build confidence in your expertise and you eliminate imposter syndrome by kicking it in the nuts. It's pretty hard to feel like an imposter once you have one, two, three, or four books under your belt, because you took action. You're like, this is what I know. These are the skills and expertise that I grew in my 9-to-5 that I've used in my online business, or vice versa. Maybe you had an online business, but now you have a bricks and mortar. Or maybe you were working online, but now you work a 9-to-5 that you love, but you have these transferable skills that you want to share. Put it on paper or ebook, which is my favorite thing ever. Maybe you're a little unsure of the technical aspects of self-publishing, and really you're sick of researching things. I have to say, as a person who's a blogger, a podcaster, I speak, I've done a lot of research, and I totally understand that there's just a point where you're like, I'm tired of researching all this stuff. It gets tiring because you want to take action, but the idea of, okay, I want to take action, but now I'm going to have to like look for this, that, and the other before I can even take the action, that can be a little exhausting, and totally makes sense that that could turn people off of starting the process. Finally, maybe you just wish that you had a support system, believed in you and understood why you wanted to do such a thing, such as writing a book, and it wasn't this amazing, miraculous thing that you're trying to do, that it made sense and that was totally possible for you. I know of people who don't have a cheerleading section in their lives, like those people who believe they're capable of doing anything. And sometimes that's the reason why you may not have published your first book. Fortunately, I've got you covered. I created my course, Make Money with eBooks, to help authors finish their books, grow their brands, and begin earning money. Make Money with eBooks is offered at 3 different tiers. Option 1 is self-study. I decided to create a self-study option because sometimes you just need to go through the material and get stuff done. You don't need the extra bells and whistles. You just need the information so that you don't have to research everything and can just get stuff done. Fortunately, even in the self-study tier, there is an option to meet with me that is an additional cost, but you may not need to even meet with me. You may just find that you have enough information from the course that you can get started and get your book done. Tier number 2 is group study. This is actually my favorite option out of the program. And the group study option includes the closed Facebook group only for students, as well as live office hours. So twice a month we have office hours where we talk about different things that the authors in the course are working on. It could be marketing. It could be they're having a brain, like a creativity slump. Maybe they need help figuring out how to position the book in terms of their brand, or maybe they just want to share a unique tool that they use. The office hours also allows people to engage with other people who are also in the same boat that they are in. It's so supportive. The people are so sweet, and it's non-negotiable that it stays that way. If you are a person who tears other people down, and I can't imagine you would be if you're listening to this show, then this course and this option would not be for you. Tier number three is the VIP option, and that is an opportunity. And the VIP tier includes two meetings with me. What those meetings are about, specific to your book, are up to you. So maybe you need help fleshing out your actual book. Maybe you need help figuring out how to market your book. Maybe you need help trying to figure out who you need to connect with as a result of publishing and creating your fiction or nonfiction work. Whatever it is, we will connect and talk about that because that's a part of the VIP option. I hope that you're a little intrigued and kind of curious about what's in the course. Go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/courses, C-O-U-R-S-E-S. Again, that's michelleismoneyhungry.com/courses to check out the three different tiers. What I will say is this, three of my students have reached number one in their niches on Amazon. You can save time and just your energy because the tools and resources that you need are in one place. Learn how to market your book, and if you're in the group study or VIP tiers, there are specific days each month to share your work and practice that skill. At the group and VIP levels, have access to the twice a month live office hours. Again, this is one of my favorite parts of the course. And for all three tiers, have access to bonus interviews with other authors who've either traditionally published their works or self-published. Learn how they've grown their brands, grown their income, or grown or were able to leverage their brand as a result of the books that they've created. And as luck would have it, it's almost Black Friday through Cyber Monday. This is the biggest time of year for sales on products, goods, and services. And I'm happy to say that Make Money with eBooks will also be on sale. I'm not going to say what the sale is quite yet because it may change between now and Friday. What I will say is if you would like to watch the following free webinar, how to make $500 a month with eBooks, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/ebook in order to watch the webinar, have access to that, but also to be on the list to get the savings code for the course. This was a short show to kind of talk about Make Money with eBooks, why now is the time to get this resource. 2019 is just around the corner. Stop sleeping on this opportunity. You can publish not just on Amazon, you can publish your books in many different places, but if you don't start, you're never going to be able to leverage this opportunity. Stop waiting for other people to come to you. Get it done and go to them. If you have any questions, please do email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. You can also DM me on Instagram at michelleismoneyhungry. In fact, that might be faster than email. So DM me at michelleismoneyhungry on Instagram if you have a quick question or two. I really love this course. I've had so much fun developing it. It's been a lot of work. It continues to be a lot of work, but each time I have a student say, Michelle, because you encouraged me, this has changed my business. That means a lot to me. And I've actually seen it. I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving, that you are with loved ones, have a great meal, and just take care of yourself. And again, I hope I am a part of your holiday giving and just your treat to yourself. And also, I would love to be a part of helping you grow your brand, whether it's a fiction or nonfiction work. Thank you so much for listening to Michelle is Money Hungry. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. You can find the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/Thanksgiving.